This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and that opening track was one from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. It's a tune I wrote, as all the tunes that I use to kick off the show. It's one called Front Porch Swing, and that's, I'm not sure whether that means you're standing on the front porch playing some swing music or you're sitting in the swing on the front porch, but it was a good name, Front Porch Swing, and I was playing banjo and I also overdubbed the dobro parts. Alan Rhodes was playing the rhythm guitar, Tim Trend was playing the bass, and that lead mandolin was done by Keith McMillan, did a fine job of all the little bits and pieces in the song. Front Porch Swing, I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you're going to enjoy this show. I've got all sorts of things lined up for you, and I'll tell you about this next track probably after we've played it. But let's have a listen to the Dreadful Snakes. Great band. And the track I've selected from them is Blue Yodel Number 4. Here's the Dreadful Snakes.
She's long, she's tall, she's 6 feet from the ground. She's long, she's tall, she's 6 feet from the ground. She can't play, she ain't no hand-me-down. Yodel-ay-ho, yodel-ay-ho, yodel-ay.
It's a great rendition of the old California Blues, or Blue Yodel Number 4, as people know it. And that was the Dreadful Snakes. And the reason why I played that track is the lead vocal was done by the great Pat Enright, the guitarist, lead and tenor vocals. He's a great singer. He died just last week, aged 81. And I've loved his music from the Dreadful Snakes right through all his work with the Nashville Bluegrass Band. We're going to hear a little bit more of him later on the song. That band was Jerry Douglas on dobro, Pat Enright on guitar and vocals, Baylor Fleck on banjo, Mark Hembry on bass, Blaine Sprouse on fiddle, and Roland White on mandolin. And they were a sort of like a part-time band in 1983-1984. Didn't last long, didn't tour, just recorded and played local gigs like at the station in Nashville. But they left a great legacy. And, of course, you'll see that many of them joined the Nashville Bluegrass Band that started straight out of the Dreadful Snakes. Anyway, we're going to hear more from Pat Enright later in the show. But in the meantime, we're going to hear from another band that I really enjoy, and that's High Fidelity. And here's some tracks, two tracks from their album Hills and Home. Jeremy Stevens on guitar and banjo. Remember, I interviewed him a couple of years ago about the album. He was a lovely guy to interview. His wife, Karina Rose Longston Stevens on fiddle, Kurt Stevenson on banjo, and he also plays guitar sometimes, Daniel Armick on mandolin mostly, but they all play guitar. Vicky Vaughan on upright bass. She's doing some wonderful playing and has a wonderful reputation as a bass player now. And I'm going to play two tracks from their album, Hills at Home. The first one is an instrument No, it's not. The first one is a tune called I Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. It's an old Carter family song. And I tried to do it at our Bluegrass Jam session on Sunday and sort of got about a 60% version of it done there. And then I'm going to follow it with a Don Reno banjo tune called Follow the Leader. Let's listen to High Fidelity.
Today
observant of you will have noticed that it was twin banjos on that one. Banjos played by Jeremy Stevens, who's the regular guitarist but a great banjo player, and Kurt Stevenson, and that harmony work, Don Reno style, at the end. Wasn't that brilliant? They're such good players, and they really captured that tune. It was a lovely recording of it, and I hope you enjoyed it. Well, several years ago, I went to a bluegrass festival over at Mountain Grass. They got one coming up in November. The Mountain Grass Festival is in Bright this year, and always good fun to go to if you like travelling and that. And I saw Rob Ikes and Trey Hensley play. Rob Ikes on dobro, of course, and Trey Hensley on guitar, and they were. They sort of played some very esoteric type music, which wasn't quite what I anticipated. But I still bought the album Before the Sun Goes Down, because I sort of like the thought of having them on the show here. And there's some great music on the album. Naturally, those of you who've listened to the show many times will realise that I tend to the more classic or traditional style of things, even though I get to play other things now and then. Well, that's just the way it goes. And I picked from their album that one of the classics, whose Little Cabin Home on the Hill. Oh, that says something about me, doesn't it? Rob Ikes playing dobro, and Trey Hensley doing the lead vocals and playing acoustic guitar and electric guitar when he needed to. Mike Bubb on bass, John Gardner on percussion, Andy Leftwich on fiddle, Ron Block on banjo, and Shaw Lane helping out with the vocals on Little Cabin Home on the Hill. And they do a great version of the song, and this is the sort of stuff that I really like to play. Rob Ikes and Trey Hensley from the album Where the Sun Goes Down, Little Cabin Home on the Hill.
It seems there's longing for you still. All I have to do now is sit alone and cry in our little cabin home on the hill. For someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill. There's longing for you still. Well, I'll just keep it there so I won't be alone in our little cabin home on the hill. For someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill. No more happiness for you. Well, just let your thoughts turn back once more, if you will, to your little cabin home on the hill. For someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill. Thank you. and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill. In our little cabin home on the hill.
Oh, that's a real held together tight, but not too flashy version of Little Cabin Home on the Hill. I loved Rob Ike's Dobra kickoff to it. It's just very nice, and he did a great job there. We're going to hear one more from the Nashville Bluegrass Band now from the CD entitled Unleashed. And I'll tell you a bit about Pat Enright, though. Born 1945, just died last week at the age of 81. He was known for his powerful, soulful vocal tone and rock-solid rhythm guitar playing. He sort of went to college to be an architect, but he got himself a really nice guitar and decided he'd play music. And I know that story pretty well. And he joined the Navy. He didn't want to be drafted and discovered bluegrass music in the Navy. He was stationed in Washington, D.C. and went to see the bluegrass groups live and started trying to play bluegrass music. And then he was stationed in the Philippines. He moved to San Francisco at the urging of a friend. And when he was in San Francisco, he really got stuck into his music and performed with the Tonto Basin Boys and Rick Shubb's Hired Hands. And a few years later, helped to form the Phantoms of the Opry with Paul Chaleski, Robbie McDonald, and Gene Tortora. And later joined by Laurie Lewis, who played bass for them. And after that, he was part of a short-lived group called High and Lonesome with Sandy Rothman. He's worked with lots of musicians. When he moved to Nashville, he got a job at Groon Guitars and had a freak accident there and was blinded in his left eye. He was changing strings on a guitar when a string end popped out and hit him straight in the eye. And, well, when I've changed strings on guitar, I've had that sort of thing happen too, but it actually happened in his case. 30 years old and he lost the sight out of one eye. But he had to wear dark glasses for several months, moved back to California, but then came back to Nashville because he missed the music. He joined the band Tasty Licks with Baylor Fleck, and that group also included Jack Tottle on mandolin, Jimmy Mattingly on fiddle, and Mark Schatz on bass. And Pat also played on Baylor Fleck's debut album, Crossing the Tracks. Then he went back to Nashville, where he was part of another band, the Dreadful Snakes. Well, we've heard a track from them. And they were a very influential band in lots of ways. But then in 1984, Pat Enright and banjo player Alan O'Brien formed the Nashville Bluegrass Band, a very memorable legacy. Also involved were Mark Hembry on bass, Mike Compton on mandolin, Stuart Duncan on fiddle. And they had a immediate impact, left behind a total of 10 albums. I haven't got 10, I must get some more. And many years of active touring, and the band dissolved in 2004. They were Enright and Bryant were amazing vocalists, both great lead singers and great tenor singers, and they had some wonderful arrangements on their recording. Then in 2000, he booked for a session for Brother Where Art Thou, and Pat did the vocals and the yodelingers play guitar as part of the Soggy Bottom Boys. So that yodeling you hear in that one of the later scenes in the movie, that's Pat Enright doing that. He won lots of awards with the band, and after he retired, he still played a little bit of music, turned up to play at the station and occasionally. Great guitarist, great vocalist, and nice guy, Pat Enright. And we're going to hear a track from him now, or from the Nashville Bluegrass Band, One More Dollar. Oh, One More Dollar, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? The Nashville Bluegrass Band was, by this time, Alan O'Brien on banjo, Stuart Duncan was playing fiddle, Gene LeBeer on bass, Roland White on mandolin. He swapped, it seemed, with Mike Compton quite a lot, and Pat Enright on guitar. And this is what they sounded like with One More Dollar.
A long time ago, I left my home. I sent my wages to my home, said we'd soon be together, for the next good crop would pay my way. I'd be coming home forever. One more dime to show for my day, one more dollar and I'm on my way. When I reach those hills, boys, I'll never roam. One more dollar and I'm going home. No work, said the boss at the bunkhouse door. There's a freeze on the branches. When the dice came out at the bar downtown, I rolled and it took my chances. One more dime to show for my day, one more dollar and I'm on my way. When I reach those hills, boys, I'll never roam. One more dollar and I'm going home. Just a boy passing 20. Would you spare a corn and a Christian prayer? For my luck has turned against me. One more dime to show for my day. One more dollar and I'm on my way. When I reach those hills, boys, I'll never roam. One more dollar.
They're a great band, aren't they? Nashville Bluegrass Band. Pat Enright on lead vocals there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trendwith. The show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we're in Hamilton, New Zealand. And this is where I've lived most of my life, apart from a few years living in Sydney, Australia, and playing music over there. And this is where I learned to love bluegrass music way back in the 1960s, and listened to the music of Flatten Scruggs, and then a whole bunch of other people like Reno and Smiley and Bill Monroe and the Stanley Brothers and the Lilly Brothers and Don Stover and all those sorts of people, and really got into bluegrass music. And I've loved the music, accumulated lots of LPs and CDs, and that's what I use to make up this show. So I'm not keeping up with current trends, hardly ever anyway, getting CDs and LPs of bands that I know. I've been to festivals and things and always buy some music when I'm there. Those days are a bit past. I'm getting a bit on in age now, so I don't go to as much as I used to, but I still love the music and enjoy presenting it to you. This show goes throughout New Zealand on a whole bunch of the access radio stations, Raglan Community, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay, as well as Free FM in Hamilton. And I'm just big shout out to all the people listening. There's different times of the day and night that the show's played, so thank you very much for leaving your radio turned on when Back Porch Bluegrass comes on the air. You never know what you're going to hear, really. It's also shared with the Access Radio stations in Canada. We do a deal between Canada and New Zealand, and Prince George in British Columbia, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and also Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA and Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show in the USA. So lots of people listening on radio. Thank you very much. This show is a bit of a tribute to Pat Enright, and I'll be playing his music just now and then in the show. But I'm going to play a fiddle tune now from a fiddle player that I first saw in 1971. He had featured on lots of Bill Monroe recordings, but was known for his fairly way out thinking, and that's a fiddle player called Vassar Clements. He was a could be a very straight fiddle player, but he also had some lovely licks that no one else had. And I saw him at Bean Blossom in 1971 and was absolutely stunned by his playing. He was playing with John Hartford at the time and really contributed to his music. He's got an album of fiddle tunes, and he's got Bobby Osborne playing mandolin and Doug Jernigan playing dobro, Jack Hicks on banjo sometimes, Bob Hoban on piano, Harry Orlove on guitar, Andy Statman on mandolin, Don Messina on bass, and Dave Humphreys on percussion. He doesn't really play very straight music, and I told you I like the classic stuff. But here's a tune. He does a tune called Stomping Grass, G-R-A-Z-Z. That's typical Vassar Clements. And this is progressive music from the 1970s. Have a listen. What did you think of that? That was some stomping grass with two Z's on the end of it, or two Z's if you're living in the USA. He played some great music on stage with the Ten Fiddlers. They played all sorts of tunes up there at Bean Blossom, Indiana, and his fiddle stood out from the rest so much just by his choice of notes and his timing. Absolutely brilliant. Let's go back to some singing now. Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson. This is live at Edwards Barn, and it's interesting to hear their start to the song. Listen very closely. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band has done some starts a little bit like this one.
This is a tune that I wrote years ago, 1972, I think, about going on the road and being away from your family. And I sent it to a friend of mine, John Duffy, who was spearheading the Seldom Seen band back in Washington, D.C., and they recorded it. I'm talking here.
I know that.
And
I'm arranging the song as you're talking.
It's called Wait a Minute. It goes like this.
Okay. Let's do that. That's as we end the first set, as I said, there may be times when we want to start some.
That was so, my cue, right?
I want you, yeah, that was your cue. Do the talk again. Tell everybody how wonderful this song is, and then we'll start again, okay?
Do the talk again.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
No, don't okay. Do the talk. Play the song.
Yeah, there we go.
Sarah, get a picture of him. There it is. Confused.
Forget he's here, folks.
Wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Out doing the road, get the music done and move along. What good does it do? Play your songs for her and hear her sing. Wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Life's been good to you, and even so, she comes to you late at night's the time you hear her say, once again. Wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Without a rest, I gotta hold on, 25 to go, and once again I'll hear you say, hey, wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love.
Thank you.
Well, isn't that a lovely version of that song? Well, he wrote it, and I just think they performed it absolutely beautifully. Wait a minute. Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson. Chris was probably playing the mandolin for that. Herb Peterson would be playing guitar. And I just love the way they did that song. Oh, what shall we hear? We'll hear from Thomas Porter and the Copper River Band now. This is from the album Trolley Days, and this is a track called As Steady As She Goes. Thomas Porter is a fairly young man, and he's got a bunch of very experienced musicians around him. Dick Brown on banjo and vocals, and Doug Bartlett on fiddle and vocals. They're from the band Sawmill Road, who do a fine job. Bob Denencourt, many of you in Hamilton will remember when Mark Miracle came out with the band, and Bob Denencourt was playing playing bass in that band, and we did a concert down in the Hamilton Gardens in the auditorium down there, and it was a great concert. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band did the first half, and X-Train did the second half, and Bob Denencourt was playing banjo. Lovely guy. And Jim McGovern on mandolin, but Thomas Porter is singing this song. I think it's one he wrote even, Steady As She Goes. Thomas Porter.
Like a boat across the streams, I asked her for her hand, bought her a golden band. That was the last time she ever wanted me. I tried to make her mine, but she won't have me. When she will settle down, nobody ever knows. She has a trail of hearts for men she strings along for fun, and that's about as steady as she goes. Thought I might have drowned. Your open, loving arms I missed. The sweetness of your tender kiss. Sad and broken hearted, washed up on the shore I'm found. I tried to make her mine, but she won't have me. When she will settle down, nobody ever knows. She has a trail of hearts for men she strings along for fun, and that's about as steady as she goes. I tried to make her mine, but she won't have me. When she will settle down, nobody ever knows. She has a trail of hearts for men she strings along for fun, and that's about as steady as she goes. She has a trail of hearts for men she strings along for fun, and that's about as steady as she goes.
Thomas Porter and the Copper River Band. Did I get that name right? The Copper River Band, that's right. And the album was Trolley Days. And some great bluegrass music there. Most of you New Zealand people who listen to bluegrass music and follow bluegrass music will be aware that the Petersons toured just a year or so ago now. And We had some of them in the studio here. You might remember that. They did a great concert in Hamilton, one in Tauranga that I went to, one in Thames that I went to, and I really enjoyed their music. And here they are from the album Live Sessions Volume 3, the Peterson Family doing Back Home Again.
There's a storm across the valley, the clouds are rolling in. The afternoon is heavy on your shoulder. There's a truck out on the four lane, a mile or more away. The whining of his wheels just makes it colder. He's an hour away from riding on your prayers up in the sky. 10 days on the road, barely gone. There's a fire softly burning, supper's on the stove. But it's the light in your eyes that makes him warm. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. To tell him how you spend your time. What's the latest thing the neighbors say? And your mother called last Friday, sunshine made her cry. And you felt the baby move just yesterday. Back home again. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. And all the time that I can lay this tired old body down. Thing I know of, just spending time with you. It's the little things that make a house a home. Like a fire softly burning, supper's on the stove. But it's the light in your eyes that makes me warm. Back home again, yes it is. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again.
That's a very laid-back version of the John Denver song, and I hope you enjoyed that. They were a great band, and I enjoyed every minute of their concerts. You're listening to Free FM 89.0. This show is Back Porch Bluegrass, the Back Porch Bluegrass Show. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, playing you the music that I love. And this is a tribute to Pat Enright, the lead guitarist and vocalist of the Nashville Bluegrass Band for many decades. Wonderful vocalist and guitarist, and we're going to hear him now. Just after I've said this show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and if you're in Hamilton, go and see the folks from Shearer's. They've got a great shop everything you could want musically, and they'll be pleased to help you buy it there. I'm delighted that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. Here's Nashville Bluegrass Band with Almost.
She almost had me loving her, I admit it crossed my mind. She almost took my breath away, but I caught it just in time. Right before my heart fell into her hand, she nearly knocked me out, but buddy, here I stand. Almost, almost, almost bought the ring, set the date and made the choice. If we were throwing horseshoes, she'd get points for being close. Almost, almost. To myself, before I'd leave the house, I'd put my heart up on a shelf. Then she said words scared me half to death. They start with I and end with you, can guess the rest. Almost, almost, almost bought the ring, set the date and made the toast. If we were throwing horseshoes, she'd get points for being close. Almost, almost. This really had me going. I was making plans to stay. I can't help but wonder who was the one that got away. Almost.
Fine band there. Pat Enright with the lead vocals there on Almost. Here's a little bit of old-time banjo and dulcimer in there with a tune called Paddy on the Turnpike. I think we can squeeze this in. Bill Vannevar, and playing banjo and Ralph Smith on the dulcimer there with Patty on the turnpike. We're taking it out with a tune from the album Nashville Bluegrass Band 20 Year Blues featuring Pat Enright, who just recently passed away. And it's an appropriate song called The Luckiest Man Alive. Thanks very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. We'll take it out with Pat Enright singing this song. Bye.
There must have been 2,500 men standing at the rail port side, laughing and throwing their hats in the air, sweethearts, babies, and wives. When my daddy came home, it was after the bomb in 1945. He said, I'm lucky, I'm the luckiest man alive. He left the sawmill and he moved into Asheville soon after I turned five. I put him on graveyard down at the rail yard. He worked some overtime. He bought a home on a government loan in 1959. He said, I'm lucky, I'm the luckiest man alive. His old uniform used to hang in the closet till one day it just disappeared. When my mom asked him about it, he said that went to Goodwill last year. But still through the years, just a word okie now would put a fire in his eyes. He'd say, I'm lucky, I'm the luckiest man alive. Darkest of fears covered up the brightest sky. His youngest son went to South Vietnam. He and my mama cried. When my brother came home, he was holding a sign in 1965. It said, I'm lucky, I'm the luckiest man alive.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.